Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 30 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tyga, and this episode is for everyone who's just slowing down a little bit at the moment. We're all struggling, or at least we are. You might, listen, if you're listening to us, you're probably struggling as well. We're wrecked. It's Thursday morning. Well, it is for ye.
For us, ye, it's not for
us. It's Wednesday night, which is even worse.
The night before.
Yeah, we are big time struggling because this week we started our house renovations full on. There was no slowing us down. Technically, last weekend we started.
Yeah.
But this week was like full on working 9 to 5, having
working
dinner.
Working 9 to 5. Sorry.
Right, Dolly. starting in there 9 to 5, coming home, having dinner, and then going back at it again until 10 o'clock. So it's like, it's one of those ones we've been pushing the boundaries a good bit the last few days. And
it's only the start as well. That's the sad part. This is only the first week of the house renovations, and we have such a long way to go
We've definitely bitten off a lot.
Yeah, massively.
Probably more than we can chew. But
massively.
We're giving it a good go. So for those of you watching the YouTube, you probably are seeing a very familiar sight to last week's video. We took the executive decision today.
Yes, we did.
Not to go do it in the building site as planned, because we're kind of saying, actually, last week was quite pretty. It looked quite pretty, you know.
Yeah, but you know, that is what we want to keep the
aesthetics.
Well, that too, but we also don't want to give away too much about the house renovations just yet.
That's
well.
A lie. We just don't want all the equipment inside the building site.
Well, that's very true.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's very true. The amount of dust that the two of us have accumulated in the past 3 days, it's like, you don't even want to know, lads.
Do you know what? It's when you blow your nose on a piece of tissue,
and all
or
the
you,
black stuff comes out.
You
like,
get your cotton buds in the ear and just go, oh, there's just black everywhere.
It's bad.
Reminds me weirdly of like living in the city again.
What?
Yeah.
How does that remind you of living in the city, of blowing your nose and black shit coming out of it?
All the time. Pollution, smog, all that stuff. You're just around, there's no green. It's not like living in the countryside.
Even though I've never lived in a city like.
Yeah, like I just always noticed it. Like I used to, okay, this is good. We're getting in way into too much details this. But this is the kind of episode it is. We're just having a little bit of a life chat, life catch up.
Yep.
Kind of letting you into the secrets of what's going on in our lives. Yeah, when I was over in the UK, God, I used to notice it. I used to make it like way more earwax. That was one thing.
Lovely.
Yeah, there used to be a lot more earwax because my ears were physically taking in more particles, and like the wax is there kind of protect your ear.
Apologies to anybody listening to this.
Hope you're not eating breakfast. Yeah, sorry about that.
I do apologise. This is not what you asked for on a Thursday morning, but here we are.
And the same with blowing my nose. There'll always be more. There's just more.
What, more snot?
There's more particulates in the air. And then you come back into the countryside and you just say, oh, Jesus, my ears are like a lot cleaner.
Yeah, mine are always clean.
Well, like mine are always clean because I'm always cleaning them, but physically, like, but as in, I just always noticed that there was a lot more. Anyway, how are you guys getting on? Sorry, it was rude of us. Rude of us today to start off like that. Yeah, this whole episode really is a bit of a chin wag.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know where
kind
we
of,
are.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to kind of fill you in on what's been going on probably past couple of weeks.
Have a look at like the state of the world around us at the moment. A bit of a catch up in the world. Yeah. And then take our mind off of reality and go watch some Love Island as well. To carry on
do
there.
You know what? I don't even know if I have the energy to do that tonight. That's how tired I am, lads. I don't even know if I have the energy to watch.
Well, I've got plenty of questions to ask you, so you're going to be really annoyed by the end of it. You're like, Jesus, just leave me alone with all these questions. But yeah, if you're enjoying any of that, or you want to see any of the other content we're up to, you can go over to our YouTube channel as well. We've got our first video is up there where we went and did our challenge, but we have. We're currently in the middle of two other videos at the moment.
Yeah,
we've actually got a few other things going on. So we started our videos for the house renovations one, which I think I'm not going to lie, I think we're not even going to be the main stars of this.
No,
I can already see already. I put my dad on it today.
Yeah, I feel like your dad is going to be like the main character in the house renovations.
Do you know what?
And do you know what the sad part is, right? When the recordings are going on with Tyke's dad, I'm not there because I'm in work. So I don't even see, like, I don't even get that. So, like, when you guys see it for the first time, I'll probably see it for the first time. Like, I haven't seen what he's recorded.
Especially because I'm editing it as well. Yeah. So I have it all. But, like, it's really funny when I told him we were recording it all. And I said, look, we're going to turn this into a series. People can watch along. And he was like, well, I'm not going to be in it. And I was like,
he would only love it. Did he know, like, when you were in the house, did he know you were actually recording?
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting, right? I'm giving you a little behind the scenes with this one. So Dad was like, well, I'm not going to be in it. And I was like, but I was like, every house that you've done up, you've always taken pictures and like made a physical record of what you did. You wrote it down and then like you would have taken pictures of stuff because that's what he does as a living. He's old school builder. Like he's a chippy is what he would refer to himself as.
He's jack good, of all though. Trades. Like he's got such attention to detail.
Oh, massive attention
to detail. No matter how long it takes him. Like I've seen that in tenfold now since
and
I moved down here.
Nothing is wasted.
No, not Jeez, one
at the moment,
piece of material is wasted. It's
flipping
insane.
Heck. The last 2-3 days we've been like breaking like beds and breaking old furniture.
For anybody watching the YouTube channel, we are currently burning some of the furniture.
It's so hot at the moment. I might turn this down.
We are currently burning the furniture that we've
the
been
old
breaking
timber.
Up.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
old timber.
Like the timber frames.
So it's
of
not
the,
going to waste. Like
it's everything.
Keeping
like,
our asses warm.
Everything will too as well. There's boxes upon boxes. But every little thing, like when we unscrewed some of the bed frames and stuff like that, he was like, don't throw away those screws now.
That's right, I even said it to you yesterday.
I was like, Jesus, Mandy.
I was taking apart, I don't know what, a set of drawers or something like that. And like there was like really rusty nails, but then there was like decent nails. I was like, I'll put the good ones up there because I know John's going to want them. And then I got rid of the rusty ones into the metal bin. But I was like, I already knew myself, like, even though John didn't tell me that, but I just knew, I was like, oh, John will probably he'll probably want them. Like.
And nothing, like, he, to be fair, he's brilliant that way. Like,
oh, he is.
Everything is recycled, everything is reused, whatever possible. Like he does not like wasting anything.
No.
Like,
is a really good attitude to have. Like
part of the video that we recorded today, I was laughing myself. I feel like the whole story about when he was recorded, but part of the video, he actually was like giving out to people, like, I don't put that into landfill now. You can use that elsewhere. I was wetting myself.
Into what? Landfill?
Yeah, because he was talking about like the timber and like the nails and stuff we'll recycle that now. I was wetting. But yeah, like the whole thing started off, he was like, I'm not going to be in this now. Like yourself and Chelsea work away, I'll plow on in the background. I was like, well, look, you're going to be in the background. I knew myself. I was like, you're going to be in the background of some stuff. Like, you know, that's just part of the past. Like when we're going to be working together, I'll record some video. I was like, don't worry, but it'll just be natural. So he's very natural when he doesn't know the camera is on. So I caught him out there earlier, kind of the first day we like started taking apart the kitchen when we started properly getting rid of stuff. And we started taking it apart and then he thought that I'd gone over and turned the camera off. But all I did was actually just readjust it to a different angle. And then we started just chatting casually and like, it was gold. Like the stuff he was talking about, like he's really like, the thing is, he's so good at giving little tips and tricks and stuff like that. But when the kind of camera comes on to him, he changes his persona a little piece.
In what way?
He puts on a posher voice.
Ah,
Have you ever heard Dad's telephone voice?
Oh yeah, I've heard a telephone voice.
So Dad has like a cross between a telephone voice and then another one for like, because we, weird background about my family, we used to take in a lot of students in the house. So he had like a lot of Spanish, a lot of Italian people coming into the house. So he would actually kind of slow down his English, but also make it like a lot easier to understand.
Yeah, so he would nearly emphasize on the words that he's saying.
And he kind of makes himself a little bit posh when he says it by accident. So I have a golden video today where he's like teaching people how to take off skirting boards and architrave like properly without ruining your wall and without ruining like your door frame and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like he just has a bit more of a posher voice. And
can
I,
you do it?
In my background, I can't do it without kind of laughing, to be honest. But it's like, now when we take this off, it's like it's very serious and the head is nodding and it's hard to explain.
But you know what's hilarious, right? You know what they're, because I actually noticed, because I went down after work today and I noticed that you had the skirting boards taken off.
Yeah, for a couple of rooms, yeah. We're working on the upstairs area at the moment with
that. Yeah, but we're getting rid of those. Am I right? Yeah. I'm right in saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
So my whole thing is, like, it's the fact that they were, like, immaculate. Immaculate, they weren't touched, nothing.
He made me do that.
Because I'm like, they're going to be burned.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
That's why I'm like, I'm so confused. They're going to be burned. Why do they have to come off perfectly? Right, they're going to be in the fire.
Get this though, right? No, well, a lot of the stuff he said was super logical. He was like, one, if there's nails and screws in there that could be taken out, take them out now because someone will stand on one. And he's like, right. I've been on building sites where someone's left one on the floor and I just don't want to happen within our house.
Right. Like, that's fair point.
But his second thing is like, he was like, I don't know when I'm actually going to cut this. So he was like, I'd rather have all the stuff out.
Okay.
And done. Because like, we've boxes already. We've about eight or nine boxes done of just cut up stuff. He's like, I can't just pile them all into the house now. He's like, I might just have to store a lot of this until it needs cutting.
Yeah.
So he's great.
Does it
that
take
way.
Long to cut? So like, what you've cut already, I'm curious. Did that take long?
A couple of hours.
Did it really?
Yeah, but is there so much of it? Like.
Yeah.
But
there is.
And look, it is what it is. Like, it's just part of the job. But yeah, I was just cracking up because he put on that voice. And then the other video I have where he doesn't even realize that he's really been recorded. Oh, sure, it's himself, like.
Oh, really?
So, but like,
I think when we start to upload the videos, because obviously, guys, like we did say, like, we will start uploading parts of like the renovations and stuff like that soon. We just didn't want to. We didn't want to obviously upload anything too soon, or like until we were like really in the house and really got like, you know, deep into the renovations. So now that we're deep into the renovations now, we probably will upload a video soon enough.
It'll
can't say when, but
the way I'm looking at it is it will be probably when we've cleared the house. Because I think that'll be the first video is actually, this is what it looked like at the beginning.
Yeah.
Now we have our blank canvas.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm estimating that that'll be next week, I think. So we'll probably be every like 2 weeks you're going to see a new video.
So there. Maybe the early July, first week of July.
Going back to my story about Dad. So like initially he was like, I don't even want to be in the video. And then he kind of accepted he was going to be in the background. And then he got kind of caught out on camera. And then he was like, were you recording that? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh God, I didn't realise that now at all. I was like, yeah, we were great in it. And then later on, we're like fidgeting around in the kitchen, like taking out another set of units. And as he's walking past, he knows the camera's set up and that it's recording for us, like, because I told him I'm going to be speeding it up and like taking parts out or whatever. As he's walking past, he just pulls out this massive chisel and he goes, we're going to use a chisel now.
To the camera?
Yes! No! And I was like, as soon as he did that, I was like, boom, he's in. John's in the video now, so we're probably going. We could end up nearly having a whole playlist of Dad just teaching
you
how to do things.
You don't understand. This man is a main character kind of man. You will, like, I guarantee you, like, once you all see these, like, videos and you see John, you'll understand what we're saying.
He loves it. Like,
he's such a character.
If social media was a big thing back in the day, he probably would have loved it, like.
Did he so? I don't know.
Because he, like, growing up, he used to joke that, like, Dad used to be a bouncer at.
See, I don't think he understands it fully either, though.
No, that's because he doesn't really, technology doesn't agree with him.
No, it doesn't agree with him. He's no knowledge of it.
Yeah, he doesn't see the point in half of it, which is fine. Like, you know, it's a lot of people around that age don't care about technology or like see the need for all the fancy gadgets and the phone. He'd look at half the stuff I'm doing. He's like, he'd nearly shake his head and go,
that's what I'm saying. So like whenever me and Tiger or something like that, and we're sitting down, we're having a conversation with his mum and dad or whatnot, is that like his dad will have loads of questions about what we're doing. because he obviously he wants to know, he wants to understand it, but I feel like he's actually really interested, because when we said, he's like, really? No way. Like, and that shows, like, not only is he interested in learning about like what like you're doing and stuff like that, but I feel like he genuinely wants to know about the whole social media aspect, because a lot of people don't see the point in it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you actually hear the benefits of what social media does for you and everything else, and what careers it could create for you, then you're like, wow, okay, I didn't realize social media has such a massive impact like that.
Yeah, but we'll see. I think I used to
have rich. You have to show me that now. I have to see that.
Later, what we'll do, like at some stage, like what I'd love to do, and I don't know if I'm sure he still listens to the podcast, so I'll know fairly soon if he's heard this or not. Hopefully he's not listening. I know he was listening at the early stages, so I hope he doesn't still listen to
your
this
mom
part.
Listens though.
Mom, don't tell dad this. But what I would love to do at some stage is, like, when we've got a couple of episodes up, I'd actually love to just get like a little piece put into our local paper, be about father and son, and like in YouTube video, and just kind of highlight him in it.
Because
something that dad says, he says to me, and he definitely says to like mom and the sisters a bit, is that like he's been in the trade for pretty much all of his life.
Yeah.
Do you know, probably to go to 40 years, maybe more. And like, he always thought that he'd have made a great teacher. He just didn't have the academic stuff kind of behind him. Left school early, got into the trade. And like, he was like, oh God, I really wish I'd just pass it on to someone, but I feel like I'm getting too old for it now.
Pass what though?
Passing on the skills and the knowledge.
Yeah, but you said he wants to be a teacher. You're talking about like, as in like...
Oh, yeah, a woodwork teacher.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Wow. So he was at some one stage, he was very tempted to do it. So he's, and like, I suppose now that he's hit the big 6-0, he's kind of starting to reflect.
He's going to love you, like, for telling everyone that.
Well, look, there was a party the other day for it, so everyone else in town knows. It's right. He doesn't look anything over 40.
Handsome man.
Handsome. Right. Handsome now we man. Know where I get it from, you know.
Oh, please.
How typical. Manages please. To take a compliment to someone else and just turn it back to himself.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Yeah, he always says that he just wishes he was able to pass those skills onto someone else. And it's one of
but
those
I
things.
But I feel like he is though. Like, maybe he's not doing it into the extent that maybe he wanted to, but the way I look at it, like, I actually, like we had a chat about this the other day, and like I was saying to you that I feel like the whole house renovation stuff like that, and the fact that your dad is so involved, which is absolutely fantastic, and we are incredibly grateful for it. But I was saying to you, like, this is such a great way for you and your dad.
I mean, it's the most time we've spent together
more in so
years.
More so for you, because it's going to be so nice for you to look back in a few years and know, like, you know, my first home was created with your dad. And, like, that would mean so much to you, like, not just now, but, like, it'll mean so much to you looking back, especially with the YouTube video and the memories and stuff like that. Like, the way I'm looking at it now, what's going on right now is so important.
Yeah, like, I feel extremely privileged to be in the position that I am in, because I suppose not too many fellas get to spend that kind of quality time with their dad doing something like this, you know? And I suppose the fact that I spent so long over in the UK, teaching over there, being away from family, and now being back, and we're kind of in that stage where, like, we're in a position to do that. And, like, I suppose the great irony is everyone is like, I don't know, there could be a lot of arguments with the two of you. The two of us are quite fiery at the best of times.
Here, listen. You're like, we're only 3 days into this. I still, like, the two of you are very similar in a way of, like, you have your way of doing stuff and your dad has his way of doing stuff. So I feel like that day is going to come, not going
to
lie.
There has to be. That'll be about episode 6. But I know, like, at the moment it's going well, and I suppose that was a really important thing that, like, myself and my sisters talked about before we even started the whole house renovation things, is like, right, how are we going to create a situation where we're able to work together without conflict, which is important. But, like, so far it's been smooth going, and, like, I suppose I've taken what I can only call the learner's approach to it.
Yeah.
That, like, if he's saying I would do this or I would do that, it's because I'll ask him the questions about why he would do it that way.
Okay.
And then if I change my mind, I change my mind. And then if he actually changes his mind based on me asking him questions, then so be it.
Yeah.
But also it's the same, like, it's also going to be my house. So I kind of do technically get the final say on it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, so far so good. All we have been doing is breaking things up. So it's not too bad either.
No, I say.
God bless us when it comes to, like, no, do you know what? I don't think there'd be that many controversial decisions to be made.
No, I don't. I just think of the most fact, controversial. Like I said at the very start, your dad is such a perfectionist, but so are you.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like when I say you'll bump heads, I don't mean in a bad way. I mean that you'll butt heads in the way that you'll both want the same outcome, but you'll both have different directions to go with it. You'll be there trying to explain to him why your way is a good way, and he'll be there trying to explain to you, no, Ty, this is the better option to do it. But they're both going to have the same outcome. That's what I mean.
I
don't know
if we'll have different directions to doing it. I think we'll have two different timelines.
That too.
Because I'm like, I need to have this done by September, because that's when I'm going back to school. And he's like, we'll get you in by Christmas. And I'm like, there's a YouTube video here specifically about the fact we're trying to get this done by September. And you'd be like, yeah, we'll make it into a 15-part series. I'm like, this is a 6-part series at best. That's what this is.
I love how you're still sticking with that as well.
I've said 10 to 12 weeks. Initially, I said 12 weeks, thinking that we'd have 2 weeks
beforehand.
Yeah,
but we're nearly in July, though.
Listen, right? Initially, it was we'd have 2 weeks before the end of the school year where we were just clearing the house, and then the renovations could officially start.
Initially.
And then didn't happen.
Exactly. It didn't go so to plan. We'll wait and see. That's why I'm like, you're going to have to add on those weeks that we lost.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Realistically.
It's going to be interesting though.
We'll get
we should
done.
Take bets. Any of you have any ideas, right? So we started officially
last Tuesday. Yes.
We got the keys.
So technically you should start from when we start renovations. So Monday.
Okay. So Monday was the 20th.
Yes.
Right. Monday the 20th of June. When do you reckon we'll be in? Okay. It's not going to be.
Now when you say in, are you talking about when we'll get in that it's just livable? Or are you asking people to bet when we'll get the house completed?
I'm going to say a situation where the point where the kitchen, the bathroom, the sitting room, the bedroom and the studio is done. That's livable.
That's the whole house type.
No.
You're just missing
there's
one room.
Spare room and
Spare
room and the garden.
Ah, Tig. That might as well be the whole house.
That garden's going to take a week in itself.
For God's sake.
Okay. So, and a lot of people are like, oh, I might leave. You should leave the garden towards the end. And I'm a bit like, well, we might put it in the middle. We'll wait and see.
It all depends on what comes first.
Yeah.
That's so the way we're looking at it.
Basically, well, really, if we look at it, it's four rooms.
Yeah.
Two, three. No, actually, that's five rooms. Oh, my God, wow. I can't even count. Jesus, how tired am I? But yeah, that's the aim. Five rooms. The hallways don't matter right now. The attic doesn't matter, although that'll be a big... That's going to be a video in itself, nearly.
Yeah, that will
There's
be.
A lot of work.
Considering now the plan.
And apparently the roof is coming off.
Huh?
Yeah, it's news. That's news to you.
Whoa. Explain.
Okay.
Why is the roof... By the way, I've just found this out. Why is the roof coming off?
The roof is coming off because next door's roof is coming off.
Right.
And it's all being redone. So that'll probably be August.
Why does our roof have to come off though?
Because better price.
Oh.
The two roofs were done at the same time. One is a bit leaky. The other one is fairly... Our one is fairly knackered, but it's survivable for the next 5-6 years, really.
Yeah.
But like, it's one of those cases where it's like, you might as well do the two of them together, get a better price, only put up the scaffolding once, and then go from there and redo the roof. We have to do the attic anyway in terms of the insulation and stuff, so we might as well just do the roof over there.
Yeah, so...
So realistically, we're probably not until
folks,
next year.
Lads, it's going to be Christmas by the time we get in.
We're going to do about 5 different intro versions for the YouTube series, because we're like, we might just keep swapping it out to a more realistic timeline.
You're gonna have to. Even the more I hear about, because every day it's like, so we've decided to do this, and I'm like, okay.
Well, you know what's gonna happen tomorrow, right?
What's tomorrow?
So tomorrow, big day potentially.
Why?
I don't want to speak too soon, but next job after taking off the skirting and architrave,
aye,
we're taking something else out.
What
would you like to see clear most.
The bathroom.
Yes.
Fucking nice one.
Yeah, by all accounts, we're going to be at a stage tomorrow where we might.
The day I have been waiting for to no, say goodbye to that bathroom.
I can't make any promises, but like that was, that listen, is a big aim.
Listen, listen, there's hope. That's enough. There's hope there. That's that. I'll sleep easy tonight now, like, knowing that.
Friday, we're heading off to do other things on Friday up in Cavan, but like I'm gonna work probably up until 11 o'clock Friday morning. So like the aim by Friday is that we will have quite a bit done. We're gonna try and get the water turned off. We're gonna try and get a few bits and bobs out of the bathroom and
so we've turned the water off obviously to take
there's a bit of work there. There's a bit of work.
This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
As I said, D-Armor kit has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
The D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to take over. So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go.
So moving away from the house stuff, because you'll see that. You'll see that. I know all of you watching and listening here now, you're probably going to go over and look at that because you did the same when we did our challenge. A lot of you went over and watched that. And if you haven't watched it, please go watch it. It is worthwhile. We put a lot of hours and effort into doing that one.
We will let you know as well when the first video of the renovations goes up. So don't worry.
Yeah. But also don't forget to like and subscribe. Because that way, you know, you get notified about when the actual videos come out too.
Exactly.
But going on to more upcoming things that are outside of the house project. This weekend, we are remaking, is that the best way of putting it?
Yeah.
We're remaking When We First Met, basically.
Yep.
We are back modelling.
All together now. Aww.
Step back, I think I'm going to vomit!
It's a big moment this weekend.
It's going to be cutesy.
We first met.
It's going to be cutesy. Come but on. Again, that's actually going to be turned into a YouTube video where we learn how to model.
Aye.
Yeah, we're going to try and do it properly this time. Yep. Figure it out. We've got a few guest stars in it, hopefully. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have a lot of crack. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend. We're going to Cavan.
We're meeting up with friends that we haven't seen in a while.
I know. A lot of them we haven't seen since last year.
Well, I have. You haven't.
Yeah, that's true. I've been busy. What can I say? Sometimes this happens. And I thought, actually, it was a full year ago, isn't it? It's gone fast.
Yeah, because the last one was in May. The last photo shoot was in May.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So it has been. It's been over a year. And it's mad.
And then the following weekend after that, Chelsea actually has family members coming down.
My first family members come down and visit me.
Which is going to be interesting. We'll come back with news about what happened when the two families met.
Well,
with some of the members.
Some of my family members. Yeah. Not all the henchies, but
it's going to be an interesting start. And I get to play, I love doing most during the summer though.
Tourist Tyke will be in full swing, lads.
Tourist Tyke, I swear to God, I feel like I should get on to Discover Ireland and be like, lads, have you got any jobs going?
I'm not going to lie, the full tour of Cork you brought me on last year was pretty epic.
I only gave you about a quarter of it as well.
I still don't understand. Like, what?
Like most
I don't
people.
Understand how that was quarter because I was absolutely goosed after that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I fill you up with lots of stuff to do. It's fairly hectic.
All I remember, lads, is there was a lot of walking.
A lot of walking. And a lot of history. And you were like, for God's sake.
No, but to be fair, I will say this. Yes, there was a lot of history, but he actually made it very entertaining. Like, there's a video. Can you remember the stone circle?
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's a video.
Can never come out public.
There's a video where we went to the Stone Circle and Ty, let's just say he just made the storytelling
very entertaining.
Very entertaining. I was wetting myself. I was very animated. Laughing. It was so funny.
And everything I said was factual.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. He was genuinely, like, being truthful in what he was saying. It was full factual in what he was saying. It's the fact that...
It was the delivery.
It was the performance he put on, lads. I honestly, if I could upload that video, I would.
How I never became a history teacher is beyond me.
I think you'd get bored.
Of history.
Yeah, but we're science. You can do experiments and
yeah,
shit.
I can do... But, like, that's, again...
So
it's kind of
practical,
like,
in a way.
But history... Like, I feel like there's a lot of acting in that.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that, like, I'd love...
What you doing, like, Macbeth or something?
Macbeth?
Romeo and
Macbeth
Juliet.
Macbeth is
a history.
That's
English!
Really.
That's English!
My God.
Lads, the antihistamines are kicking in.
She's going delirious.
Oh, my God.
Well, we better get the most out of her now before she does get fully delirious and get straight into this Love Island carry-on.
Let's go.
Right.
Okay. So
before we start, I do have to have a little confession.
Oh,
I was aiming not to watch any Love Island at all during the course of this 10 weeks. Like, I was very explicit, like, Love Island's Chelsea's thing.
Yeah.
I want this to be her section so that she can, like, update everyone. And then we went to your brother's house at the weekend. We were staying there. And then everyone else was watching Love Island. And I didn't want to be rude and be like, I'm going to just go somewhere else and do my own thing. So I ended up sitting and watching Love Island, and now I secretly know what people look like, which is not what I was hoping for.
Why?
Because I kind of wanted to have this whole not know what they look like thing in my head.
Why?
Because then it was just names, and I wouldn't know. I'd only know their personalities and get updates from me. I wouldn't know what any of them look like, because I didn't want to judge them by how they looked.
Yeah, but why would you judge them by how they looked? I don't understand.
The way I had them pictured in my head from all of your descriptions would not have thought of any of them as what they look like.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, when you said, you know who you were saying that was a Paige, you were saying that, like, oh, who would I match with most? And you were like, oh, you'd match with Paige.
Yeah.
Was not expecting her to look like that.
Why?
I thought she'd be like a blonde or something. That's why I thought you'd be like, oh, you'd match with Paige. But actually, I was really surprised when you showed me pictures. Like, oh, that's interesting.
Why? I don't understand.
No, I just found
it
interesting.
I love how that was the first thing he noticed. It was like, oh, that's what she matched me up with.
Yeah, of course.
Paige is unreal.
I never said she wasn't unreal. I just said it wasn't what I was expecting you to say I would fancy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sure. And like, likewise, I didn't expect Davide to look the way he did.
As in, like, you thought he'd be what?
I don't know. I just didn't expect
like
him to look
like
that.
What did you expect him to look like then?
I didn't think he'd have a beard.
Okay.
I thought he was Italian. I thought he'd be like...
He was Italian.
Yeah, well, he is Italian. But I guess in... I thought he'd be Italian, smooth-faced, maybe a little tiny mustache at best. Maybe I'm thinking of Mario right now.
Yeah, you are.
Mario Luigi.
Mario.
But yeah, he had more of a beard than I was expecting. So yeah, I didn't even really think that guy Jay didn't even... He just didn't
people know about him, yeah?
Oh, okay. I didn't realise that. Okay, my bad. Sorry, he's not there.
Gobshite.
Yeah. And then Gemma didn't really feature anywhere near as much as I was expecting her to feature, but that's because that other one was so like prominent.
Ah!
Yeah, well, I'm gonna hand it over to you now. So yeah, like I basically failed.
It failed.
I'm not gonna watch any more now.
He secretly loved it as well. I don't know why he's portraying here like he was forced into watching it.
No, like he
wouldn't stop asking questions. Who's that one? Who's
that
one? Who's
sorry.
That one?
Like, how was I supposed to walk in and go, oh yeah, that's this person, is it? Oh great.
Their names come up on the screen when they're in the chat room. Their names come up beside them.
Yeah, but when they're out having all the chats as a group, they don't put all of the fucking names there, do they? So I had to ask questions.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm not going to watch anymore unless I'm in that kind of situation where I'm with your family. That's all I'm going to say. It's still going to be your thing. So I'm just letting out the secrets out. I know what they look like. Go. Hit me.
So
gossip.
Basically, the last Love Island catch-up I gave you, we had Davide with Ek and Sue, and they were all loved up and all that sort of crack. And Ek and Sue was, we were loving her, right? We were loving Ek and Sue. And
yeah, you were. You were like, ooh, she's gonna add a little bit of spice. She could be fun.
And did she add spice? What? This girl, Like, when I tell you she is the ultimate bombshell, that girl has gone in there and she has caused havoc, right? So since then, we have had 2 new boys and 1 new girl. So we've had, in episode 10, we had 2 new boys, Jay and Remy. Then, obviously, since then, unfortunately, Remy's gone.
He was in and out.
Boring as hell. He tried to crack on with a few girls. The lads were swarming there. The lads were like full on like, nah, she's mine. Out you go. And it worked. The girls were like very... not overprotected by the boys, but the boys were making it very clear. Yeah, like, yeah.
They were like, this is the match and good luck.
Yeah, you're not going to get in here. And plus, we didn't really like, I didn't like his vibe. I just did, he was boring. He was just, no. So Remy's gone, right? Jay is still in there. But wait till I tell you. So Jay and Remy comes in and Ekin-Su loses her shit. She, bear in mind, she is coupled up. She is coupled up with Jay 24 hours. 24, Davide. No. Or Davide, sorry. She is coupled up with Davide 24 hours.
She was all about Davide, wasn't she?
She was, from day one, she was, he's mine. I'm going to get him, blah, 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 blah. She gets him. She gets coupled up with fucking Davide. She's happy out. Happiest girl alive, snogging the faces off each other, right? Practically riding in the bed, right? Jay walks in. Oh, see you later, Davide. Jay walks in. She quivers. The legs go weak, the whole lot. I'm like, seriously.
She's gone.
Like, the head didn't just tilt. It fucking swarmed around, like. Do you know what I mean? And literally, I'd say he was in the villa 20 minutes and she was straight over there chatting him up, giving him the eyes and all this sort of stuff. And when the boys arrived, they were allowed to have their dates. So they could have, the boys could have a date with 3 girls of their choice. And it's, you pick a girl for starters, you pick a girl for main course, and ooh, you pick a girl for dessert.
That's interesting.
So you can mix and match. You can both have the same girl if you want, but you can't have them for the same course, obviously. So Jay picked Ekin-Su, Paige, and Tasha. And Remy picked Ekin-Su, India, and I want to say Amber. I think I'm right. I could be wrong. But I genuinely thought Jay was going to go for Tasha because he had the date with Ekin-Su. And yes, look, I will say, okay, you could tell there was chemistry there because they just gelled quite easily. They got conversated a lot easy and all that sort of stuff. But Ekin-Su, man, she played Davide. But all I can say, right, this is why at the start I wasn't Davide's biggest fan. Now I absolutely adore the man.
Yeah.
He has brought such... like a comedic, yeah, he's brought such a comedic side to him. Like when Jay,
you're a liar, you're an actress. That's all I could take about in that.
Hold on, sorry. I haven't got to that, right? But like when she was, when Ekin-Su was on the date with Jay, fucking Davide was up in the balcony, and Davide wears glasses. But instead of swapping glasses for sunglasses, I couldn't stop laughing. He was up in the balcony wearing sunglasses, goes back inside, gets his normal like reading glasses, puts the reading glasses on, and then puts the sunglasses over it and goes, I need to see her expressions. I was like, what a hero. He was not hiding the fact that he was like, all the lads were trying to be cool about and like hiding behind the terrace and all this sort of stuff, trying to like not have the girls see them. Nah, Davide was like, I want her to know I'm looking at her, kind of thing. It was the funniest shit ever. And then Ekin-Su was very, I feel like she did not respect Davide in the slightest. Look, I understand they weren't in a couple. Look, they were only coupled off for 24 hours. Right, grand. But my whole thing is, you were so mad after him. You made it very clear that you wanted just him. The second a new guy walks in, you're all over him. And it's like you've completely lost all respect for the man. Do you know what I mean?
Like suddenly he just flipped.
Like he's not even in the room kind of attitude. And she starts doing like the whole fucking Lady and the Tramp thing with pasta and everything with Jay. And Davide looking at her. I was like, that was sly. That was a bold move. Like, if you like Jay, fine. But at least have the respect to not do shit like that in front of Davide's face.
Can we get to the most controversial bit?
So, of
the whole Ekin-Su
Davide thing. I'm getting there.
We need to get there. I'm getting there. I'm excited. Come on.
So then after the day, obviously, Ekin-Su and Jay, again, there was like flirty banter back and forth, back and forth. Ekin-Su started to pull back from Davide, but started using this excuse like, oh, Davide doesn't care, he's not making an effort with me, all this sort of stuff. Whereas Davide was trying to explain to Ekin-Su that he doesn't open up that easy. You have to give him a chance.
And you know, it's been about four days.
You know, you've only known each other a couple of days. Give me a chance. Let me know who you are as a person, kind of thing. Whereas Ekin-Su was like, this woman wanted fucking marriage and kids from the off, kind of attitude. That's what she was looking for. And she was just bitching and moaning to the girls that Davide wasn't doing this, that, and the other. So she started pulling away from Davide, moving closer to Jay, but behind Davide's back. And this is where shit hits the fan. So the first night that Ekin-Su and Jay kind of have their entanglement, as we'll call it, she sneaks off. I'm not even kidding. She pulls Jay to a side and says, follow me up to the terrace in about 5 minutes. I'm going to go ahead. You follow me up. They walk up the stairs. I'm not even kidding. Walk up the stairs. They crawl through the dressing room.
Like fucking
They crawl
children.
Through the dressing room and crawl onto the terrace so no one can see them going onto the terrace. They sit on the couch with their heads down. Jay is kind of looking at her as if to say, like, why are we up here, kind of thing. Like, and she goes, oh, I just wanted to pull you up for a chat because, like, I just wanted to talk to you more on a private level. And we were like, bullshit. You are pulling him up there for a snog.
For a sneaky shift.
Plain and simple. And sure, they fucking snogged straight
off the bat.
This girl
is shifting and drifting. She's gonna shift and move on to the next
one. This is what pissed me off. Then she crawls back out of the terrace and walks back downstairs. And this is where I wanted to punch the TV. That woman had the audacity, after snugging the face off of Jay behind Davide's back, she has the audacity to walk down the stairs and go, I'm hungry, Davide, cook me some food. I'm sorry, what?
That wasn't what pissed me off about her most at all.
I'm like, what?
The food thing, I can get over, because it is a bold move.
I would have thrown the food at her.
It's the conversation that followed.
And then after, they do it again. They kiss the next night. So they've had their kiss. Nothing said. The boys are kind of like, we saw you on the terrace. You up in the terrace. And they're like, no, I was up in the terrace. And then Ekin-Su turns around. They're all like, Ekin, where were you? And she was like, I was at the front door. Like, all right, that's a bald-faced lie. Everyone saw you going up to the terrace. And then the next night, so obviously the next episode still follows into the same night. They go up and do it again, right? But here's where shit hits the fan. There are still rumours going around, obviously, about Ekin-Su and Jay being up on the terrace. Obviously, it gets back to Davide. Davide is like, you know what? I've had enough now. I just want to fucking know. I just want to know what the truth is. And when he confronted Ekin-Su about it, it was kind of like, where were you? She was like, I was at the front door, kind of thing. Like, or why do you need to know where I am, kind of attitude. Like, she starts getting real sour with him. So Davide is like, you know what? I've had enough now. This is it. So he goes literally straight off to Jay and say, were you up on the terrace at Ekin-Su?
Well, he asked her and she was like, I wasn't up on the terrace there. He asked her blatantly,
that's what I'm saying. And she was like, I was at the front door. She lied to his face and said, I was at the front door. So but again, the rumours were still going around basically saying, like, we know she was up there. Jax, or was it Luca? I can't remember. Turns around and tells Davide that they kissed and everything. Like, it's all come out. But Ekin's still denying it. So that's when he had enough and he went over straight over to Jay and said, were you up on the terrace for Ekin-Su? What? Were you up on the terrace for Ekin-Su? I just want to know. And straight out, Jay was like, yeah, I was. And oh my God, did shit hit the fan. This is where everyone fell in love with Davide because he had every single right. And
she kept playing victim.
Well, so this is what, right? So this is the funny part because you're going to have so many females. I'm a female, right? You're going to have so many females that are going to go against Davide and be like, oh, he can't speak to her like that. The fucking girl went behind his back twice and shifted another lad and then comes back down and lies to his face knowing they're on national television. Like, girl, you're going to get caught out regardless. I don't know why you're even lying.
And then she was trying to play it off then as well, being like, I didn't want to tell him tonight. I was going to wait till tomorrow and things like that. Nah.
Yeah.
Not happening. You are trying to get away with it. And you're just upset. She's crying because she got caught. That's all it is. She's only upset because she got caught.
It gets worse.
Go on.
Right, because you haven't seen the episode after
that. Oh, no.
It gets worse. And so they have a massive bus stop, Right? Davide confronts her. They had a massive bust up.
My favorite quote of that whole bust up is, I don't know you anymore. I don't know you. I feel like I don't know how he didn't think of it at the time. He should call her Ekin who?
Yeah.
I don't know you. Ekin who?
And they have a massive, so like, you know, they have a massive bust up and he basically just like shuts her down straight away. I don't want to know you. We're done. That's it. Like, Davide is like,
legend.
You get one chance with me and that's it. And I'm like, fucking, that's a vibe. Too right. That is a vibe. You get one chance and that's it. If you fuck up once, you're gone. And I was like, this guy, do you know what? I like this guy because he has the right fucking attitude. She, like Tyke said, was playing the victim. She was very much like, why are you shouting at me? Like, there's no need for you to act like this. I've done nothing wrong. Like, she was delusional. She was delusional. And then she starts crying and she's so bad. Like, she's that, like, she's so delusional that she's genuinely baffled herself because she's like, she genuinely doesn't know what's going on. She's so confused as to why Davide is like so mad. And I'm like, is she having a laugh? Anyway, moving on from all that drama, Davide washes his hands of her, basically says to Jay, you can have her, which,
again,
this is where shit gets better. Because after the way Ekin-Su reacted, I feel like Jay saw a side to Ekin-Su. So Jay had this like image of like Ekin-Su in his mind where she's like,
he had rose tinted glasses on. She's perfect.
She's perfect. She's so mature. She's this, she's that. You know, she can, you know, she can hold her own. She can keep a level head. Blah, 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 blah. Nah, this woman is so immature. It's not even funny. She's 28 years of age. She might as well have been 16-year-old. Gemma, I didn't like this. I didn't like this girl. I actually have respect for this girl since because of the facts that Gemma has actually been speaking since.
All I'm going to say is I watched one episode and I was like, I don't know what everyone's giving out about Gemma for. Could they? No, maybe it was the episode I saw. She did nothing in it. Like
previous episode, she was being a bit of a brat.
Yeah, but yeah, I would say Ekin Sue's now taking that.
Oh, massively. And she just gets worse because not only after, so long story short, because I'm going to be here all night explaining this. Long story short, Davide and Ekin Sue are finito. She's all over fucking Jay like a hot rash. They end up having a recoupling, right? Now, bear in mind, in between all this drama, we have a bombshell. We have Danica. She's a girl. She's come into the villa out of nowhere. And she drops a bombshell in the recoupling. So she's not there. And she's not even 24 hours in the villa. And they've done a recoupling.
They might as well call her the chef.
Yeah.
She's just there stirring pots like crazy. And having a great time.
To be fair, I have to say this to her. To be fair, the girl wasn't given 24 hours to even talk to the lads.
Mm.
So she didn't know who she had... you know, a connection with or vibe with or anything like that. So when the recoupling came, she had to pick somebody. And she went for the person that she would normally go for on the outside. So in this recoupling, Danica picks Gemma. Or picks Luca.
Who was with Gemma.
Luca goes off. Luca is fucking has his head like held low. He's shaking
his
head.
He goes over and kisses Gemma as well.
He goes over to Gemma, gives her a kiss to kind of like, you know, I'm still with you kind of thing. He doesn't even acknowledge Danica whatsoever, which I thought was a bit embarrassing. Look, I understand you're a bit annoyed, but don't make sure of her either. You have to understand she had to pick somebody.
Yeah.
She had to pick somebody. Do you know what I mean? But again, look, it's all cool. Like, Gemma and Luca are still together. Danica Slightly. And Luca have spoke about it. They're sound. They're fine. They got over it. And then Ekin-Su picks Jay, right? And now that they're together, Ekin-Su is now not liked from a lot of people in the villa because of the way she's been acting, because she's such a player, because of the fact that everyone can see she's playing games, not only with Davide, but the girls are feeling like she's playing games with them, that she's not being real.
Ooh.
She's quite fake. So There was this moment where Dami and Amber, Ekin-Su and Jay were kind of together. But before Amber came over, they were having like a conversation with Dami. Dami was saying, look, he wasn't fit, which we all knew from the start, that Amber and Dami, they weren't vibing. They weren't clicking. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
But everybody could see a connection between Dami and India.
Okay.
Because they were like best friends. They were constantly joking around with each other, you know.
There's a good vibe.
There
between
was
them
such
too.
A positive energy around the two of them. He was making her smile, she was making him laugh, all that sort of stuff. And Dami basically just kind of spoke to them about it, and he was like, look, I don't want to obviously upset Amber, but there's obviously just nothing there. I think I'm going to speak to her about it, blah, 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 blah. But I obviously won't do anything until I know where India's head is at, yeah. Which is completely fine. And it's like the second that Dami kind of mentioned it, Ekansu just turned against Amber. Like, Amber walks over. So obviously Amber doesn't know what to talk about. Amber walks over. She's like, hey guys, blah, blah, blah. You know, how's everyone's night going? And she's just, I'm not even kidding. She literally just looks her up and down when she comes over. Says nothing.
Jesus.
Nothing. Says nothing to Amber. And I was like, this is fucking awkward. Why
it's
is
not
she
even involving Ekansu. And even like, Amber, what's she doing that for?
Amber actually turns around and goes, why has everyone gone so quiet? Like, why is everyone acting so weird and all that sort of stuff? And Ekin's like, oh, nothing. And she's like, you all right? And Ekin's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I kind of missed this part.
Well. It could be more obvious.
I kind of missed this part where, like, they kind of have a few words. And I think Amber turned around to Jay and was kind of like, look, you know, did you actually get, like, to know any of the other girls? But, like, not in a flirty way. She was like, I feel like you should just get to know the other girls. Like, just get to know them, like, as, on a friendly level. And Ekin, no, she didn't like that. She was like, we need to stop talking about this now because I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting pissed off now, so we need to stop having this conversation
kind
of thing.
Jesus, the drama.
So they walk off. Jay then kind of, again, seeing how she reacted, was kind of like,
I'd say he's like deer in the headlights.
Massive.
He's like,
I feel like he's regretting.
Oh,
massively.
It would not surprise me.
You can see, you can tell a lot from someone's expressions. And when she speaks, when Ekansu speaks, it's like his teeth grind. You can just, you're just like, dude, you can tell you're not comfortable with her anymore kind of thing. Like, I feel like he's like, shit, I've made a mistake.
Ugh.
So he fucking makes a massive boo-boo and pulls her to a side and basically says, I'm kind of getting the vibe that Amber and Paige don't like you. And she was like, what do you mean? I get on with it. They're my friends. And he was like, I kind of feel like you've been pulling back from a lot in the villa. I feel like, you know, you need to kind of speak to the girls, blah, blah, blah. So she fucking storms over to Amber, sits her down and goes, so Jay just kind of told me something that pissed me off. He's got this idea that you and Paige don't like me, or you and the girls just don't like me very much. Amber blatantly says, look, it's not that we don't like you. We do like you. You're a nice person. But we feel like over the last few days, so obviously since Jay walked in, over the last few days, you've been kind of playing a bit of a game.
Yeah.
With Davide, and we kind of feel like that's reciprocating onto us, and we kind of don't know, we can't tell if you're being real or not.
Yeah.
She goes off. And the girls can hear all this conversation going on. So the girls come over to the rescue kind of thing to sit down and be like, look, we're with
let's,
you kind of
yeah,
attitude.
Let's try and sort this out.
Yeah. And basically, Ekansu is very defensive, very attacking, very much. And you know straight off, when someone attacks straight, like if someone retaliates in that kind of manner, you know they feel like they're being backed into a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to start spouting shit back and forth, back and forth. And that's exactly what Ekin did. She was mouth. Now, bear in mind, she kept saying to Amber, why are you attacking me? Why are you attacking? Amber was fucking laid back on this beanbag. She wasn't throwing hands. She wasn't screaming. She wasn't shouting. Nothing. She was chilled as a bean.
This is
and
Ekin
was roaring. Ekin was going off. And Gemma just turned around. This is where I was like, fucking fair play. Gemma turned around. She was like, well, hold on a second. I don't feel like Amber should be getting all the blame here, because I feel like she's speaking for a lot of us in here where we all kind of feel the same. And then Ekin was kind of like, fucking shocked that Gemma even said that, because she thought it was just all coming from Amber. And Gemma was like, we all kind of feel like you're what she said, we feel like you're very miscalculated, you're playing a game, and we just don't like it kind of thing. Like, we're just being honest. You asked this question, we're going to be honest with you.
Fucking fair play.
And then
play
she was like,
Gemma,
why didn't you say anything before this? And she was like, well, we're speaking up now. We're speaking up right now about it. And a conversation just went dead. Conversation just went dead. She was like, I can't talk to you guys anymore. Like, I just can't believe this is happening. She gets all emotional, fucking
she'd
whimpering.
Be, I guarantee
whimpering
you.
Whimpering willow.
I know that there's that stage where they go into another house, isn't it?
Castle Moor.
So she's either going to pair up with a new fella there.
Oh, Tyke, I can't wait for Castle Moor to happen. But this is where it gets worse. She has now, right, because she's with Jay. Jay, like I said, you can sense he's getting a little bit like, I didn't. Jay is in there looking for a mature girl. You can see it. You can see that from the off. Jay is in there looking for a woman that he wants to get married and settle down and have kids with. You can tell that straight away. He thought he was going to get that with Ekin. Ekin's showing a massive immature side. He's like, I'm not interested in that at all. Like, you're just not suited. I can see Casa Moore happening and Ekin going off. But Ekin is now trying to get back with Davide.
No way.
Ekin went over to Davide and basically was like, look, can we just talk? Davide's calmed down this stage.
Yeah.
He's willing to speak to her on an adult level. She pulled Davide over and was basically like, look, you know, I just want us to be okay, blah, 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 blah. And then he was like, look, it is what it is. But I'm done, like that's like,
dead right.
I'm happy for you. You're with Jay. You're happy, whatever like that. But because of the fact now that he's genuinely dead serious, not like you had your one chance.
You had your chance. Now she wants to chase
you. You screwed it. Don't want you anymore kind of thing. The fact that she's seeing that now, she's like, because she probably had this idea like, oh, I'll get him back if I want to, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. She thought that they'd all be chasing her.
Oh, massively. And now David is like, no, it's not happening. She was like, did you genuinely care about me? Because like you said to me, like before all this happened, like you genuinely cared about me. But I just didn't believe you. But like, if you tell me now, like I would believe you. And I'm just like, this girl is just hopping from guy to guy. I'm telling you, Casa Moore can't come quick enough. But
I really think Jay will end up pairing up with someone else.
And massively.
Basically being like, I'm cutting my losses now with Ekin Su because she's not the one.
Nah, and she's not. No. And I can see a lot of people on the outside probably can see that as well.
Right, hit me with one final update before I hit you with these.
Okay, so quick rerun. Ekenna's gone.
Ooh.
Amber's gone.
Right.
Remy's gone.
Okay.
They've all been voted off.
Well, Remy got voted off by the housemates.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He was like the last one.
That's not by the housemates, though. That's just because he was the last single boy.
Yeah, yeah, but like
that's not by the housemates.
They were the recoupling. He lost out in the recoupling.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same with Amber and Tingy Bobby. So they're gone. They're
I thought that was because
the public voted.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But the public didn't vote in the recoupling though.
Oh no! Sorry, I didn't know. I thought that's what. Sorry. Yeah.
I was like,
sorry.
What?
So the three of them, they're gone kapoof. So that means Dami and India, they can crack on, which is fantastic because you know what? I like Dami and he deserves to be with someone.
They will go cracking. He's Irish.
They deserve each other. They really, really do. We've got Tasha and Andrew. They're still going okay, but they're a little bit. Tasha was like, oh.
I liked Andrew though because he was quite honest in the episode.
Yeah,
I saw.
Yeah, no, and Andrew's
like,
grand.
During that whole Ekin Su thing, he was like, I don't know about that now, girl. Andrew
has his moments, that's all I'm saying. Andrew's grand, but Andrew puts his foot into it quite a lot as well. Gemma and Luca, they're still going okay for now. Can't see that lasting, to be honest. I can't. Casa Moore's gonna fuck shit up. I'm telling you now. Casa Moore.
Who's gonna get hurt?
Like, there has been so many years where I'm like, these two are solid. Solid. Nah. Casa Moore will shock you because you've got new girls.
I'm not watching it.
You have five new girls and you have five new boys. So the boys go to a villa, meet the new girls. The girls probably stay in the villa, meet the new boys. You've got a whole week to get to know new people without your significant other there, unless you are like, no, I want the girl I was coupled up with, she's the one for me. You're screwed. You are screwed.
It's going to be interesting.
So that is my Love Island update for today, folks. Right. Tune in next week.
We're not finished yet because we have my questions of the week.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Who are your current favourites?
Dami and India.
Nice. Oh, that's a big change.
Yeah.
There we go. Who is the person currently giving you the biggest ick? I'm going to say it's Ekin Su.
Ekin Su.
What about of the boys?
Of the boys?
Yep.
Luca.
Is that because he's so madly in love with Gemma?
He's just, yeah, dude, relax yourself, like.
Okay, the person you'd most likely open a pop-up restaurant with.
A pop-up restaurant?
Yep.
Dami. Or Davide.
Oh, Davide would be, Davide. Oh, it'd be a good Italian restaurant too. Yeah. Most likely to convince you to get plastic surgery.
Davide, probably.
Who's the comedy gold of the group? I feel like that's going to be
Davide.
Yeah. Most likely to have TikToks made using their moments so far.
Davide.
Davide. Most likely to do the deed in the villa.
As in what couple?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tasha and Andrew.
Ooh.
They've done bits.
they've done bits.
They've done
bits. Oh my God, they've done bits.
They got a night in the hideaway. So a hideaway is a room.
With no cameras.
No, there's cameras, but the cameras get switched off at night.
Oh.
It's a hideaway where you get to spend alone.
Alone time.
But the islanders, so that it only pops up ever so often. And they'll get a text message, be like, "Islanders, please choose a couple you think who should get the hideaway tonight," kind of thing. So Andrew and Tasha were the first couple to get it.
And it came out that it did bits.
And it came out that they did bits.
Okay, and then last one. Person who you feel is getting played the most right now.
Paige.
Oh, who's she coupled with?
She's coupled up with Jax.
Oh, why is she getting played?
I feel like she's going to go back after Gemma. And like Paige is such a sweet girl and she's, you know, she's really kind of let him in. Because he's convinced her so much that he really, really likes her and he's been really lovey-dovey and cuddly and stuff like that. Where, and look, any girl fucking loves that. Like, and I feel like he's just not in. I feel like he's just kind of like using Paige for now. Until Casa Amor. Ooh, yes, definitely. Telling you now.
Controversial ending there.
Yep.
And that's my questions for the week.
Tune in next week for more.
More questions. Whoopa! Right, before we round off the podcast, it is, as tradition, going to be our That's a Bop
or a stop.
This week's theme is house or construction. Basically, anything that you could link with house or construction. Last week, who won?
You.
Oh!
You win every week, man.
I think it's down to my selections. Now, I'm going to let you go first.
I think it's down to your looks, do you know that? That's a compliment. What are you on about? That's a compliment.
Oh, fine. Do you know what? I'm gonna put my three chins on display now for this one. So,
hey, make your selection there, will ya?
I'm saying you're a handsome man.
That's no excuse. I think it's my. Can you not just accept that I've got a better musical taste than you?
No, I can't. I actually don't know what pains me to admit that. Pains me.
Okay. Well, look, I'm gonna, as a gentleman.
My hay fever is getting worse here, so you're going to have to speed this
as
up.
As a gentleman.
I'm getting all lazily here, lads.
I'm sorry, sexy. It'll be Phoebe and her smelly cat.
I feel like Phoebe.
Hit me with your selection of the week.
Oh, I go first.
Yeah, I'm being a gentleman. I'm letting you go first.
No, because you're going to be like, I'm going to hit you with a good one now. My song choice of the week is, and the reason why I chose this is because of the last 3 days Tiger's had with his dad. This is the reason why I'm picking this song.
Oh my God, are you about to hit them with the fields?
I'm going to hit them with the fields.
Don't be doing that.
I am picking JCB.
Do you know what? I had a feeling you were going to do that.
By Nizop, I can't pronounce it. Nizloppy. My God. It's so hard to say that when you have a blocked nose, lads. Nizloppy. Anyway, my song choice, JCB.
That's the one. Driving around in my JCB.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
That is a good choice.
Sugar, you might win this week.
That is a good one because, you know, you've had a really nice time with your dad. Yeah, and you know what? For as your girlfriend, it's really nice. It gets me all in my feels because it's really nice to see that.
We're going for two very different styles this week.
Yeah, you're going full house, aren't you? I fucking knew it! You're going club lad shit.
She went all cutesy with her. Oh, we're going to. You're playing up to their emotions. I'm going all sexy with this.
Oh my God.
I'm going with Benny Benassi Satisfaction.
Oh my God.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction. Have you ever seen the music video for it?
People are going to be like so confused at this week's song choice because you're going to have one extreme to the next and they're going to be like, what the fuck is this? So you're like. Just understand that when I put them up on the Instagram and I put house/construction, then you'll know why I had to do that because people will won't understand why we've got one batshit crazy song and then one chill song.
Have you seen the music video?
Oh yeah, I know exactly the song. That's why I'm like, Jesus Christ. What can I say?
Construction.
Oh my God. Two different mindsets here, lads. Two different mindsets completely.
So we're going cute and going sexy.
I worry about you sometimes. I really do. Oh my God. And that is it for this week, guys. Make sure to go over to our Instagram and vote which song is your favorite.
That's right. And don't forget, our podcast comes out every Thursday morning. 6 a.m. Our Patreon podcast comes out every Monday morning at 6 a.m.
And you can find us on?
Oh, I don't know where. Where can we find this? Maybe we can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, YouTube if you want to watch a video, if you're a visual learner. You know?
It's all there, lads.
You just want to see the memes, all the crack that's going on. You can find us down in your local DIY store picking up rope and nails.
Yeah. Make sure to send in your predictions or your bets on when you think we will get the house done.
Yeah. And will we even get it done? Will we just give up? Maybe. Live in a caravan. Anyway, that's the story.
Have an amazing weekend, guys. And make sure to check out our Patreon. It comes out on Monday morning. But until then, we will chat to you next week.
Keep it light and breezy.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.